podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
All right, so Jeremy's wife, Nicole, just went back to work after 3 months of maternity leave. She had 90 days that she hung out with sweet little Lila and Reed.
More than that. She was 15 weeks off because she had the C-section, so she got another 3 weeks on top of what she had.
Right, so almost 4 months for
her.
Yeah,
so this story kind of resonated with us that came out about Netflix. They're now offering new parents up to a year of paid leave. It also includes parents that adopt. They said we're introducing an unlimited leave policy for new moms and dads that allows them to take off as much time as they want during the first year after a child's birth or adoption. Now, the thing with this is it's fully paid. You can take the entire year off paid. There's no paperwork, no government paperwork, no disability paperwork. You just stay on the payroll and take the time off. Mm-hmm. They say parents can return part-time, full-time, or return and then go back out as needed. They just want to keep paying them normally, eliminating the headache of switching to state or disability pay, yada, yada, yada. And they say experience shows that people perform better at work when they're not worrying about home. Kind of a big duh there. So you get a year off. You have a baby. You can take a year off, whether you're a man or a woman. You take the year off.
Okay.
Is this good? Is this bad?
I always look at it from the perspective of a company. I'm a company kind of guy. And I think, that's good. It sounds good. And I'm sure a lot of people say, be cheering for that. I think there are just as many people in the business of hiring employees who probably cringe when they hear this and what goes on, because other people just end up having to do that work a year. I mean, it's very generous of Netflix to do this. And let me be cynical for just a moment, because how many of us know somebody who took all of their maternity leave and then quit?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know two people who did it. In fact, they even made no secret of it to their coworkers. Hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do all my maternity leave and then I'm going to quit. I'm never going to come back. What if somebody did this for a year to their employer and then quit?
Or do you think that because this is such a just action on the part of the company that the employee is going to be like, you know what? They're treating me right. I'm going to treat them right. So no, I'm not going to screw them.
I hope that's the case.
That's kind of the side I'm falling on. Like, if you're a good employee and you get fairly caught up before you leave and you still stay in contact, I think over that year or 6 months or whatever, that you're not taking advantage of the company. Mm-hmm. And you're a valuable employee. Why not take care of your people?
Emily, how do you feel about this? Since you've made the decision that you don't ever want children, how are you feeling about this?
I think that's kind of a crock. I do. I think it's discrimination in a sense. So fine, men and women who have the choice to have babies, great, good for you. The world's overpopulated, but whatever. And then there's me. I don't want to have babies. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to sit here and do all your work while you are off,
the answer is
little people landing.
Procreating.
Yes, you are.
That ain't right.
Now, I wonder if this...
And I've had enough of what ain't right.
Now, I wonder if this kind of throws a monkey wrench into it. Netflix also offers unlimited vacation time to everybody. As long as you get your work done or you work ahead, you can take as much vacation time as you want.
Where is Netflix based out of? And are they hiring?
Right. So even though you're not having a baby, if you're caught up and you're a productive member of society, Emily, you could be like, I'm taking a month off.
Yeah, okay, but let's make it personal for just a second. How could we ever do that?
Well, we couldn't.
We couldn't. That's so. Mm-hmm. So for our job, we couldn't. We can't take, if I'm working for each year, I have unlimited, I can't take 8 months off.
No,
and say,
depends on what
you're
doing.
We should probably take the whole summer off, though, really.
We should try it.
A few years ago, I went to our general manager and I said, I've been doing this for so long. I'm so fried right now. I love my job, but I'm just mentally fried. Mm-hmm. I want to take off an entire month. And you should have seen the look on their face. They were like, And they said, to their credit, they said, okay.
Oh, really?
They said, okay. But and you know what I ended up doing? I ended up taking 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because I just couldn't stay away.
Well, that's so for me, I'm thinking, all right, I'm pulling the stink, bomb with this is discrimination since I don't want to have babies. But here's the other thing. If I did have a kid, I would not want to take a year off of work and then go back. Because imagine the pit of dread we get in our stomachs if we take 3 days off of work, and then we have to come back, and it's like, oh, God, I got to go back to work. And then I think about Nicole after 15 weeks, just the kind of, even though if you could love your job, I love this job more than my dog. Okay, well, maybe. It's even.
Close.
But still, it's tough to come back after a long period
stretch.
Of time.
I mean, her inbox was so full, and she's like, you kind of had to relearn your work after 15 weeks. She's like, I had to sit there a few times and be like, what am I doing?
Now, on the
what
flip side, though, are there a lot of women who take off for 3 months or 4 months and then can't wait to get back to work?
I think maybe if it's baby number three.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, they might get to a point where they're like, my God, work is going to be much easier than staying home with these
there
kids.
There was a little of that with us. It's her escape now. Like, she's like, I have something that's my own, my own thing.
Right.
Get me out of
Mommy's
this.
Mommy's an adult, too. Uh-huh.
Get me back to work. Mm-hmm. And it's not just because, you know, the kids are driving them crazy, but they also miss that whole social interaction.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Because your work environment is usually one of your primary social environments, and they probably really miss that.
You need adult time, an adult conversation, and not once will the word macaroni and cheese be brought up.
She needs to know that there's no pudding in her hair anywhere.
Right. You need that in your life.
Would you mind, I mean, I hate to like trespass into your personal life.
Yeah.
Would you mind reading the text you got this morning from Nicole at 5:30? So Nicole sends a text to Jeremy at like 5:30 or so this morning.
Oh,
and this is legitimate. This is not made up. You still have it?
Yes. Well, she said, oh my God, I'm going to lose my S word.
Mm-hmm. And, Mommy.
Why is every living thing in this house awake? And that was sent at like 5:15 this morning. So both kids were up. The dog was up. The cat was up. And she's like, I'm already losing my mind.
And then she had to go to work today.
Yeah, and it's not even 5:30 in the morning.
This is what I'm talking. I think she just made my point. Like, get me to work.
Yep.
And people definitely want to talk about this. Here's Jamie on the line. Hey, Jamie, what's going on today?
Oh, not a whole lot.
Yeah, what do you got for me?
Oh, gosh. I would never be able to take a year off maternity leave.
No.
They'd have to pay me double to do it.
How have you taken maternity leave, and for how long?
Yeah, I had a baby last year, and I went back to work after 11 days.
11 days?
I'm not a stay-at-home mom. It's just not me.
Hmm. Well, there is something to, you know, having that bond develop between parent and child.
It did.
Oh, I didn't go
back
full time after 11 days. Let's be clear about that.
Let's be clear.
Yeah, but, you know, I absolutely love my daughter more than anything in life, and we have a great bond, and I don't think it hindered anything. It's just, you know, I'm not the type of person to sit home day after day after day. I just can't do it.
Hmm. All right.
I have thoughts swirling in my head about your comments, but I don't think they're fully formed.
Which means they're borderline offensive.
How do I put this gently?
To each their own. I don't want to poo-poo any stay-at-home moms out there. It's hard work, I get it. But it's just not for me.
Right.
I think that if I ever had kids, I would be like that. Because I'm such a, like, bring a me to whatever situation I'm in. So you're just being Jamie. And, you know, as a mom, so.
All right. Listen, great. I'm glad you called. Thanks for being on the show.
Uh-huh.
Take care of yourself. Here comes Kat. Good morning, Kat.
Good morning.
What do you think about 1 year maternity leave?
I'm not sure I could do it either.
No?
I'm kind of with Jamie. I had 2 preemies and ended up taking more time than I planned because of that. And I was ready to go back. Now, I did go back part-time, and I ended up with a schedule where I worked 3 days a week, full days, 3 days a week, and 4 days off. So I had the perfect schedule that every single week I was ready to go back to work. And after those 3 days, I was ready to spend time with my kid.
All right.
That's good.
What happened when you went back that soon? What happened to your kids? What did you do with them?
So they went back to, the first one went to daycare part-time, but I had about 6 months off with each of them.
Oh, okay, so that's good.
That's a good chunk.
Close to
that's
6 months by the time it was over.
Because that's the thing we talk about, you know, kids and people who want to go back to work right away. The daycare, in my mind, sometimes
it's
so much that it sucks up more money than you'd ever make at your job.
Correct.
Oh, absolutely.
You're working to pay for the daycare.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And quite frankly, I mean, where I'm at now, if I had another kid, I have 2, if I had another kid, now they're older now, so I'm not maintain daycare.
You wouldn't be able
like
to afford daycare for three kids.
Yeah, you can't afford daycare with three kids.
Because then you're talking like
a mortgage payment.
A couple thousand dollars a month.
Yeah.
Oh, easy. Ugh. Yeah. It was for part time when I mean, this
well,
is
I don't want, I don't want to get sa- I don't want to get sidetracked.
It was a lot.
That.
We know.
Let's just say it's a lot.
It's
and
a lot.
And I'm glad you called. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Take care. You know, there's a time we did that show. We've done it twice now, I think, over the last 10 years. But we did a show based on how much it costs, all the costs associated with a mom going back to work. You know, daycare, lunches,
clothing,
clothes,
and all that.
Fuel. And we had so many listeners who discovered that it was costing them money to go back to work.
But it was worth it for the adult interaction, I guess.
The adult time.
And that's what a lot of them said. Hey, Robert, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you.
What's on your mind about this one-year maternity leave?
Well, I think what jobs are creating, you touched a good point in saying that you wanted to go away for a month, but you came back after 2 weeks because these employers are really creating environments where you want to be back there, whether it includes, you know, daycare or you can drop your son or daughter off at your job somewhere in the daycare area, or just environments where people love what they do for a living and they know they're going to come back. It's about hiring the right people. I think it's a step in the right direction.
Good for you. Thanks for being on the show.
I like that you don't have to take the whole year at once, too. I like that you could go back for, you know, 4 weeks, and you're like, oh, man, I need a week off just to catch up at home, and you can take a week or 2 weeks off, and then go back, and it's you can spread it out through the entire year.
But does the clock start running on the birth, or the day you first take? In other words, you can't take
so January 1st.
You can't take a year's spread out over 4 years.
No, you got to use it within that year.
Calendar year. Okay.
So you're not really taking the full year then, but you can sporadically
week here,
take a couple weeks off if you need it.
I wonder what you do at Netflix to make this year off even feasible. Because like we said, that would be great. And if Wilkes offered it to us, we couldn't do it, you know, just because of what our jobs entail. So I wonder what the jobs at Netflix entail that make this possible.
Look, I took 3 days last week.
Mm-hmm. Last week,
I took 3 days.
It was horrible.
No. I actually heard about it from someone up the chain, not here in our building, up the chain, who was not happy that I took 3 days, and I'd only taken off 1 day this year.
Right.
Wow.
And I heard that. I was like, why do you want to be taking 3 days? I was like, holy crap, I've taken 1 day off in 7 months.
We're going to chain you to that chair, man.
God, I hope you never
don't
get
have a
pregnant,
baby.
Dom.
Yeah.
Crikey. Here comes Angela. Hello, Angela.
Hi.
What do you got to say?
You know, I have three kids, and I took my 12 weeks with each kid. But I think it really, I think a year is too long. And I mean, maybe it just, like you guys are just talking about, it depends on your job. Because I'm a neonatal intensive care nurse, and I would be so far behind on changes at work.
Right.
And I think it's too long to be off.
Well, you know, and that's true. There, first of all, I'm going to be curious after this new rule has been implemented at Netflix. I'm going to be curious after a couple of years how many people take full advantage of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the percentage?
Probably not a lot.
What are the percentage? How many people work at Netflix? Did they say
2,000 people working?
2,000. So it's probably not even going to impact a large number of their employees. But I'd love to know, like Angela says, you couldn't do it, right?
No, I couldn't. I'd be so far behind and feel like I've lost probably some of my skills. And
I would feel extremely guilty, too. If I took a year off and knew I was getting paid my full amount for not doing anything,
I would
feel so guilty.
Yeah. Jeremy, you're raising a baby. The first year of the baby's life is so important. You would not feel guilty.
But you're still
you're not
working for your company.
Oh,
you're
But then you come saunter in 2016, and I'm looking at you like, oh, look at the guy who thinks he owns the place.
And your coworkers would hate you.
Jeremy's back.
Now, Chris makes a good point, but at the same time, you could argue that the first 5 years of a child's life are crucial, right? So if you're going to take a year off, you might as well just quit, I think, and just stay with your child for 4 or 5 years before they actually start going off to school.
And
Netflix,
they really just lay there. Chris, they just lay there for the first year.
No, but here's the deal. At home
they basically raise themselves that first year.
Disagree. Plus, if you get free free Netflix the whole year. You get to sit around and watch Netflix for a whole year.
He's just pulling
it. Oh,
don't get too worked up.
You can put me on your feature free
Netflix,
next week.
That's great.
Yeah. Also, another perk.
Here's Zach. Hello, Zach.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, we're swell. None of us are pregnant right now, by the way. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what?
It's real good.
You want to be?
So what? I've got a food baby going.
Oh, you better take a month off.
So what do you got to say, Zach?
So my wife and I had a baby about 8.5 months ago. Well, not me, personally. My wife did, but and my wife only got 6 weeks, and there was some financial things that we really considered. That went into that. She could have taken more, but it would have meant less money over a long period of time. And for my wife, I mean, 6 weeks really wasn't nearly enough. Now, I'm not sure about a year, but I think I agree with Chris. You know, the first year of a child's life is really important. And yes, the first 5 years, the first 10 years of a child's life are
33.
Important. But I think that first year is really, really crucial because they're getting attached to you, they're really learning, you know, just life in general. And so for me, gosh, if my wife could take an entire year, you know, I think she would definitely do it. And I think also in our culture, there's an epidemic where we're spending less time with our kids, less time at home, and investing more time in the American dream. And there's nothing wrong with the American dream. But if we're sacrificing our kids' lives and sacrificing raising our kids correctly,
that's a good point.
You know, but I think then there's a disconnect there.
Well, you know what? We've got to run, but I will tell you this. You make a valid point. At the same time, on the other side of that, is I would challenge people when you are not at work, how much of your time are you spending with your kids? I think it's easy to blame, we've got all this time at work, but how many people go out to dinner with their kids and the kids sit there the whole time on a tablet or on a phone,
yeah. Yep.
Or the kids are watching this video, or the kids are doing this.
Right.
I mean, so it's real
you
got
to still put in the effort.
It's a convenient excuse to say, we don't get to spend as much time with our kids because of work. But the time that you are with your kids, are you really with them?
Right. Mommy needs a wine cooler.
So good call,
I mean,
Zach.
That's a conversation for another day, I think. So.
No, I'm having it right now. Zach, have a great day.
Okay, you too, man. Thanks.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.